Your segment joining me live in studio this morning. It's Superintendent Matt Erickson from Lincoln County School District 2 with the monthly update from the North Lincoln School District. Hey, Superintendent, how are you today?
Doing fantastic. Thank you, Duke.
You stay dry on the way in, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, we need the moisture, so
right.
Bring it on.
Absolutely, we'll take it. Hey, appreciate you stopping by. Let's talk about what's happening inside the school district. First off, some personnel changes at the administrative level in the district office, I understand.
Yeah, so it's springtime in education, and with springtime comes typically a lot of staffing adjustments and changes. So unfortunately for us, and students and teachers in our district, Dr. Amanda McAdams and her good husband Don have decided to take employment elsewhere. It's their story to tell, so they can give you the specifics on that, but we are losing our director of elementary ed, so we're revamping, restructuring, if you will, at the director level. And moving forward, we will not have a director of elementary and a director of secondary. We'll continue to have two directors, but we're going to match up by talent at those positions. So the two directors will continue to serve in teaching and learning, operations, those types of things, HR, but they will be matching up by talent. So, for instance, instead of a director being over elementary, the directors may be over like math K-12 and reading K-12, those types of things.
Won't necessarily be by grade. It'll be by subject matter, per se, right?
Correct. Curriculum. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word. That's a good word. Okay. So this goes into effect, I'm assuming,
July 1st.
Start of the new school calendar year.
Right? Yeah, start of the new fiscal year. So Dr. McAdams will be with us through June. And with that, an invitation was extended to Jason Horsley, who's been serving the last 3 years in dual roles, Star Valley High principal as well as our director of secondary. And July 1st, Mr. Horsley will be coming back to the district office full-time. We're currently advertising and in search of a replacement as Star Valley High principal. So that closes, that position closes Sunday evening at, or eight afternoon at 4 o'clock. And then we'll look to do reference checks and background checks, all those types of things next week and interview. So.
And back to the district office, as you mentioned. He was in that role full-time at the district office before being principal.
Correct. Yeah. 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 So 7 years ago, Superintendent Allred hired Jason and Amanda to as directors. And then 3 years ago, Jason took on two roles. So
you mentioned that's a two-person position, though, the director of education, and it's not going to be more curriculum-based. Are you still looking for a second office person in the district office? Am I understanding that correctly, along with the principal?
No, so we're splitting it, meaning that the principal of Star Valley High will just be the principal. And okay. I say just be, but that's an overwhelming job in itself.
Okay.
And then we're also... we'll be hiring another director.
Right, okay.
And then keep in mind we have Mr. Westcott that's our director of special services. So
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning and talking about what's happening inside Lincoln County School District number 2. While we're on personnel, I'm sure the question a lot of people has is also the basketball coach at Star Valley High, and that's still in the application process, or applications have closed. You're getting fairly close to that decision, right?
We're getting really close to the application process being closed and interviewing. So fortunately we have some really quality applicants so far, and Mr. Rob Erickson, excuse me, the athletic director, and Mr. Horsley is the principal. They'll be working through that process. I would anticipate we have a school board meeting next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow on the 6th, and I would anticipate an announcement by the 6th.
Superintendent Matt Erickson from Lincoln County School District Number 2 in studio. Anything else regarding staff and personnel within the district?
We're interviewing today for special ed teachers, elementary teachers. There's a lot of moving parts right now.
Yeah.
And springtime in education again, as I said. But we're optimistic and ready to move forward. And it's no mystery. The cost of housing is a major consideration for people from outside that are considering coming and joining our team. And so we're working through that challenge, but I know we're not the only organization that has that challenge. So.
Right. And as always, always looking for bus drivers, substitute bus drivers, substitute teachers, all that kind of thing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'd love to have more people join our team. So,
Superintendent, anything else you wanted to discuss today?
We've signed contracts for the Afton and Osmond additions within the last week or so, and we're optimistic about moving forward this spring, starting construction. So,
it's a long time coming.
Been a long time coming.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So timeline-wise, you still hopeful that some of these additions are ready to go by this fall, or is it going to be longer than that?
It'll be longer than that, especially with the supply chain right now. So they were on tap to be done midwinter next spring, but I think let's be more realistic and look to move in the next school year. So
fall 2023, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Superintendent, appreciate your time. Anything we missed?
I think that covers it for today.
All
again,
right.
Just we're COVID seems to be pretty much behind us, and we're thrilled about that. And again, we have great kids, and we're not without our challenges, but fantastic families to serve in this valley and Cokeville as well. So,
Superintendent Matt Erickson from Lincoln County School District Number 2 on the weekday wake up SVI Radio.